Let's move on to, what do we have, 10, 20, proponents of 1020.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, I'm Larry Gabriel, Secretary of Agriculture. House Bill 1020 sets the on-farm inspection fee for dairy farms. And I guess the question that I've been asked the most here in the last month is, why in the world do we have to inspect dairy farms when we inspect the milk that goes to the milk plant or the cheese factory? And there's a reason for that, and the reason is it's part of a national regulation that allows for the interstate movement of milk. So if we were to take this simplistic view that some people have suggested to me, and quite frankly some of them are dairy farmers, and if we axed this program, then we would have 80% of our milk that we produce in the state that would not have a market. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we export 80% of our milk that we produce in this state out of our state for consumption or processing in other states. So what we're trying to do here is to get the fee that we charge these dairy producers up to a higher level of paying for the cost. And there's a law in the books that says that the actual dairy farm cannot pay for more than 30% of the cost of this program. And so we're not asking you to change that law. That law was passed some 10 or 12 years ago. I don't know why for sure, but anyhow, that was evidently they decided that the benefit to the consumer justified the general fund paying for 70% of the cost, and must have thought that 30% of the cost was a benefit to the producers. That must have been the logic. I don't remember. But anyhow, the original bill that we had introduced, House Bill 1020, the original form, took us up to that 30% level. And it did it by what I thought was a very equitable form. And it did away with the actual fee per visit to a dairy farm that's presently $25 per visit, and you have to go once for a grade B and twice a year for a grade A dairy. And we was going to do away with that, and instead we was going to put on a 100-weight fee or assessment. And I thought this is going to be so much more equitable, because the dairy that's milking 40 cows is going to pay only 10% of what a dairy that's milking 400 cows would pay. And so I thought, well, at least the small dairymen in the state are going to embrace this in a very warm fashion. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was wrong. We found very little support for a 100-weight assessment. In fact, very little is probably being a stretch of the word. But there was much support to raise the fee per visit. And so what we bring to you in 1020 in this amended form is raising the $25 fee per visit to $50 per visit. So that will raise the dairy inspection for a grade B dairy farm from $25 to $50, and for a grade A from $50 a year to $100 a year. And then we also propose in this to raise the reinspection fee if somebody flunks their inspection and we have to go back a few days later to reinspect, raises that from $25 to $75 for a reinspection. Now, at one point in the House committee, we were considering putting on a much lower 100-weight assessment fee along with this. And bear in mind, with a 30% cap on the fees for the cost of the total program, the highest that 100-weight assessment could have gone would have been around 0.2 cents, I believe. And what we were saying was we would put it on at 0.15, so we would have stayed under the 30% threshold. Again, there was very little support for that. I'll be very honest, you know, I was prepared to come over here and ask you people to put that back on. But I'm also a realist, and if the industry doesn't want it, you know, I guess I'd better start listening. So with that in mind, I would let Kevin go through it and explain it a little bit more, the actual, Kevin Fridley, the actual inspection program, and then if you have questions on the specifics of the inspection program, he can surely answer them again much better than I. But so where we're at today is we're asking you to pass the bill in the form it's in, and we're not proposing any changes at this time.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Kevin Fridley, Department of Agriculture. Larry covered majority of it. The only thing on the $75 reinspection fee, that fee is an avoidable fee. If the producer in his barn and facility is meeting the standard, he can avoid that fee and it will not be assessed that fee. It's only when there's a problem and the inspector has to go back to that farm. Which is now 25, and we're proposing 75.
Can you explain that process again? Somebody has a violation. How do they know that it's been corrected so there's not a reinspection?
Okay, South Dakota adopts a PMO, pasteurized milk ordinance, that's a national ordinance. All 50 states agree if they're going to ship milk interstate to abide by the PMO or pasteurized milk ordinance through FDA. So there's a checklist that our inspectors go into the farm and go through different things. And if there's a problem or there's things that are debited or missed on the form, then that farm could be number one, delisted or excluded from grade A market or B market, or maybe downlisted from A to B. Or there's a problem that needs to be fixed, there's an imminent health hazard, the inspector has to come back and put that producer back on the market. That's when we get into the situation where it's a reinspection fee. It's a special trip by an inspector to that farm to get them reinstated or back on the market.
Senator Hangey.
So the $75 reinspection fee would be no threat at all to a large operation, but that's okay because it's really the fact that they want to sell grade A or particular grade that would be the real issue, kind of like a civil issue, if you will, because it's going to cost them money until they get the reinspection or the deficiency fixed.
Right. It's incentive for them to do what they're supposed to do or meet the requirements that are spelled out in the pasteurized milk ordinance.
But the $75 wouldn't really matter to them, I don't suppose,
it's
the other.
We've been full circle on this, and we found out that there's producers that weren't even aware that they were paying this fee, number one, and number two, that there was a $75 or $25 reinspection fee. Most times, it's paid by the milk buyer. So it's not really the producer writing a check to the department. It's through the milk buyer that they do business with.
Senator Hotmacher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Do they pass it on to the producer then, either through lower prices or special assessment, or do you know if they pass it on?
The milk buyer?
Yes, the buyer did.
Mr. Chair, if I might. There's all kinds of premiums, there's all kinds of discounts, there's basis on butterfat, protein. So there's plus and minuses on whatever your product quality is. I would assume the question is do they pass this on? It's assessed off their check when the milk company pays the producer. So yeah, it's a direct fee for all of them.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Milk production, I think, is probably down a little bit. Prices are also down, and isn't the industry somewhat depressed at this point now? I don't keep up with it that well, but I've had a lot of producers calling me, telling me a lot of things about this bill. So,
Mr. Chairman, if I might, the dairy industry's very depressed this time. Timing probably couldn't be more difficult. Prices maybe are some the lowest they've been, maybe 20, 25-year lows. There are some premiums that producers are being paid. Base amount, maybe $9. Some of the others, $12 to $12.50. But you're correct in the assessment that the industry as a whole and the price for the commodity at this point is depressed.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator Hamm.
How many, I don't know if it's pounds or gallons, of milk do we produce in the state of South Dakota in dairy farms, grade A?
16.4 billion.
And if I might, a follow-up? And we export 80% of that?
Correct. South Dakotans consume 20% of total dairy production. That's raw. That's milk. That's cheese. That's any other dairy product.
Okay, one more. How much milk do we import or dairy product? 16.4 billion. Is that gallons or pounds or what is that?
Pounds.
Okay.
1.6 billion. What did I tell you?
One point six billion pounds. Oh, well, that's not quite so. That's still a lot. That's fine. That's fine. I use mine all the time, and I'm grateful to have it. And that's what we produce. That's how much we produce.
Right.
How much do we import? Or do you?
I don't have
that. That's a retail.
I don't have that number. I know there are different companies shipping in milk from other states.
One more. Do we have any processing plants in the state of South Dakota presently for grade A dairies?
Yes.
How many?
Processing milk.
Mm-hmm.
There's one in Sioux Falls.
Rapid City.
Rapid City, Volga. I think those are the three that do milk. There's others that do cheese.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Further questions? I have a question that's not directly related to this, but I think it's come about because of this bill. I've had more dairymen that are questioning not only what Senator Hotmarker said, the timing of this, but also concerned that we have some overzealous inspectors out there that kind of remind me of the case where the Highway Patrol is getting to the end of the month and needs to find some tickets and violations and are appearing in a mode not so much to help the dairyman become a better dairyman, but because basically just trying to put penalties out there. Have you heard complaints from that? Are they more than typical? I mean, I have constituents that I expect complaints from and those that tend to get along with the system very well, and they're coming from both sides.
Mr. Chairman, we work very hard. We have seven inspectors that are multifaceted or multi-trained in dairy, pesticide, feed, seed, and they're doing the whole gamut across the state. We work very hard to ensure that those inspectors are cross-trained and consistent and use fair and good judgment. If there are individual complaints, let myself, Secretary Gabriel know, and we will look into those. It is a judgment call when that person goes in there, but like I said, we work very hard to train those individuals to make sure they're consistent and fair across the board. So if you hear of instances or they have complaints, we need to know about them and we'll look into them. One other thing, I guess, the number of farms is decreasing across the state, and the thinking was with the raw milk that it would be a more constant, as time goes on, fix to generate the revenue needed to support this program. So that's back to some of the trends that we're seeing is the number of farms is decreasing, production is constant to increasing slightly. So with a per farm inspection fee, our numbers keep going down, or if we had a across the board total pounds assessment, that would be more equitable, but we don't at this point.
And I'm sure you said it and I missed it. What percent of the expenses do you expect to cover under this new fee schedule?
This is going to put us at about 25% other fund, 25 to 26% based on projections July 1. So we're using last year's numbers and the number of farms continues to decrease, but our estimate is 25 to 26%.
One further question. Does that mean that you will have general fund dollars that will become available similar to the last program?
Yeah, we'll try to utilize as best we can the other fund monies coming in to make up the difference. We're going to have to rely on our general funds to make up the difference.
And what was the estimate of dollars that would come in on this program?
Total budget.
Please remember this when you're voting with it.
Total budget is around $600,000. Revenue generated by this bill, other funds, is $132,000. We had been collecting $60,000. Other funds. Thank you for your time and
further questions. Senator Healy.
Thank you. Kevin, what do you pay these inspectors that work for you?
They are pay grade N14.
$20,000 to $30,000 a year, roughly.
How long have they been working for you as inspectors?
We had one that's retired recently that had been there 23 years. Very knowledgeable people.
I'm sorry?
Very knowledgeable people. They're...
Oh, I know they are. I know they are. M14s, huh?
Correct.
Thank you.
Further questions? If not, thank you very
thank
much,
you.
Kevin. Secretary Gabriel.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, nobody should be more concerned about the image of our inspectors than I, because most of you know that my goal is to increase milk production in the state by 50% in the next 4 years. And many of the people in the department think that I set the goal way too high. But I'm trying my best to save this industry. So if we have individuals around the state that think that we are doing what I refer to as the Barney Fife syndrome in our inspection program, then I need to know about that. And quite frankly, one of the people that's called you, I've tried to call many times, and he has the most complicated system to get through to him. And right now he's out of state, I was told, the last few days. But I want to make a commitment to all of you committee members and the entire legislature that we have to make sure that the industry perceives our inspectors as being fair and credible. Because if they aren't perceived that way, then first thing a wannabe dairy is going to do if they're going to relocate or build in the state is they're going to go talk to these existing dairymen, and they're going to say, how do your inspectors treat you? So like I say, I need to be the most concerned of any of us about the perception that our inspectors have. Otherwise, we're never going to attain our goal, and we're never going to save this industry. So I just wanted to add that. And this will free up about 100 and, I think it's really only 60-some thousand because we're collecting 60-some right now. I think the handout says it'll generate 134, but that's the total, I think. And so I think there's 60-some of new money in the proposal. And again, that would go with the other money if you see fit to pass the bill.
Thank you, Secretary Gable, and I appreciate those comments. Further proponents of House Bill 1020? Further proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1020? Any opponents? If not, we'll close the hearing to committee discussion and or action. Senator Hamm.
Mr. Chairman, I move a due pass on 1020 and would like to encourage processing plants to move in to take care of your dairies, Mr. Secretary.
There's a due pass motion, Senator Hamm. Is there a second?
Second, Mr. Chairman.
Seconded by Senator DeHewitt.
Mr. Chairman, and I'd like to encourage the Secretary to do something about those salaries. Thank you.
Further discussion on the motion, due pass. Senator Hotmacher.
I'm not going to vote for this bill, just I guess because I think that, just like Kevin said, the timing is wrong, and I understand the need to raise the fees and come up, but I feel when we're depressed that, you know, you don't kick a guy when he's down, and next year may be better, so.
Thank you. Further comments? Seeing none, all those in favor of the due pass motion on House Bill 1020 signify by saying aye. Opposed, nay. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators DeHewitt.
Aye.
D.J. Kilmer.
Aye.
Hamm.
Aye.
Hutmacher.
No.
Reedy.
No.
Staggers.
No.
Simmons. Hangy. D.J. Cleary.
Aye.
Six yeas, three nays.
Motion carries. House Bill 1020 will go to the floor, due pass. I think we're about wrapped up for the day, and so we'll accept that motion and second. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Thank you, members of the committee.